fiddle, you
8:45 on the clock. We'll call to order the Board of Supervisors meeting for Wednesday, November 9, 2016, and we will start by reciting the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Opens Meeting Act is posted on the east wall. Attendance by observation, Juergens, Hill, Bauman, Dorn, Lytle, Byers, and Thiemann. The consent agenda. One is general agenda. Two is approved minutes of the meeting held October 26, 2016. Approve all claims through November 9, 2016 in the amount of $512,509.32. Except claim number 16110077 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $562.20, and claim number 16110087 to RL Thiemann Construction in the amount of $20,687.33 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. Approve Gage District Court Summary Fee Report and Register of Deeds Fee Report for the month of October 2016. Approve Utility Permit Number 1059 for Windstream Nebraska Inc. to place 980 feet of new 12-pair cable to provide service to a new residence. We'll trench in 580 feet of cable 4 foot deep and bore 400 feet of cable 4 foot below flow line of culvert in east ditch 5 feet inside the right of way located in the northwest fourth of section 19, township 5 north, range 7 east. Approve specs for 2017 armor coat project and call for bids to be opened on December 7th, 2016 at 9:30 a.m. Entertain a motion to approve.
Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Second.
And discussion?
Yes. We had talked about whether it'd be wise to fog coat the roads that we blacktopped, overlaid 2 years ago. Uh-huh. And Galen was going to give us an update on that.
Galen?
Yes, I did catch Mark on the phone. He was out of the office and talked to him about the fog sealing. And my main question to him was on fog sealing, is that penetrate down into the asphalt, into the, you might say, the center core of it on that. Basically, a fog coat is the same as a armor coat minus the gravel. It's a surface sealing preparation. So as far as going down in and giving your mix more oil into the mix, it wouldn't be. It's just mainly a surface sealer is what it is.
And that surface seal would help us from losing that oil content out of that road for some time, right, or not?
Well, it just seals off your right. Your surface cracks is what it does. Just like I said, similar to armor coats, if you don't have the gravel on top of it is what it is.
He give you an estimated cost on it? Or
He said it just depends on the cost of oil. And he, like I said, he said it's been a while since they've done any fog sealing. He said it'd be, you could get an idea to what it you use for oil, you know, for your armor coating. But he said off the top of his head, it would probably be a little more oil applied per mile. I know on our armor coat that we done in June, the average cost per mile for at that time was a little over, it's about $6,200 per mile just for the oil that was applied. And then, of course, you have your cost of gravel on top of that.
But we would do that. We've got a truck, and they'll provide, whoever brings the oil brings a trailer out. Have you guys ever done fog coating with our own equipment?
No, never have.
If we're worried about the condition of some of the newer roads, and I know specifically the ones you're talking about, John, would it be better off maybe just bump up the armor coating on those to a quicker year and not going to fog coat and put the aggregate down too and try just to maybe.
That's one comment Mark made. He said it'd be better to probably just keep an eye on it. Maybe in, say, 5-6 years, go ahead and armor coat it or sooner if it needed. You know, once you start seeing some surface cracking on that, that's One thing he did mention, you know, it might be just better to go with the regular armor coat on it.
I think it's fair to say there's been an identification of a condition issue secondary to construction down there. And it's probably, you know, if you fog coat it, it didn't do much. But if you bumped it up in a couple of years and maybe just armor coat it sooner.
But, Galen, my question would be, if slippage is the issue, is armor coating or fog sealing, either one, really going to help? Because it's tack, it's not...
No, if you're talking about the slippage between the two layers, the bottom lift, the top lift, no, that has nothing to do with it. More questions?
So we did roughly, 29 miles, and then at that cost there, a little over $6,000 a mile, you're looking at 30 times 6 is roughly $180,000.
$6,000 a mile was for the fog coating. Armor coating is going to be...
12, yeah, right. But I mean, we were. Yeah. Oh, if you wanted to do just the oil, the oil there last time cost over $6,000 a mile.
Yes.
So if you were looking at just doing fog coating on those miles we overlaid, I think we did it right at 29 miles we overlaid. And, six times 30 is $180,000. So you're looking at $175,000 cost there.
Yeah. Because the last armor coat we'd done back in June was about $11,200 a mile is what it ran.
That was what that armor coating was.
Armor coating.
And Minnelli's recommendation was to not do it?
Not do it.
Not do it and wait.
Wait and do an armor coat.
Or we could just take the aggregate off, put it back to gravel, and then take the aggregate and repave Pickerel West. But
that's just going to need it pretty quick.
That's just an idea.
Says the man that just got a new concrete road.
Yeah. You remember about how many miles you were proposing here, Galen, what the number was? I think we wrote it down in there.
33.9.
How many?
33.9.
33.9. Okay, that's what we're putting out for bids. So.
Yep.
Any more questions? Thank you. Mm-hmm. If not, I think we'll leave that fog coating off right now. Then we'll just put it out for bids the way it is. So unless anybody has any other thoughts. So. We have a motion to approve and a second consent agenda, so vote 7-0 in favor. Regular agenda. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove claim number 1611077 to Johnny's Welding in the amount of $562.20, and we'll vote on that one separate.
He liked that first number better.
You like the five? He would like the 5,000. No, $562.20, and we will just vote on that one first.
So moved.
Yeah, that's okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Motion by Team and seconded by Hill. Vote 6 in favor with Juergens abstaining. And then I'll entertain a motion to approve or disapprove claim number 1611087 to RL Team and Construction in the amount of $20,687.33. For the total of all claims approved through November 9th in the amount of $533,758.85.
Make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by Juergens, second by Byers. Vote.
That was a lot bigger than Johnny's Welding. Wow.
6-0 in favor with Thiemann abstaining.
Oh, no, this one was Thiemann. Sorry.
It's okay. You had a late night. Don't worry.
Yeah,
you're okay.
Don, planning and zoning. Oh, okay. And again, do you have a
plan? I do.
Okay. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items.
Okay.
Yeah. Would you like to introduce him here, and then he doesn't have to wait, or he can sure wait? So that's fine.
Yes, this is Travis with the NMC, Caterpillar. He's the new sales representative for our area.
So I started this new job to me in June of this year. I've been with the NMC for 6.5 years. Previously as a rental sales rep. We did a lot of heavy equipment in our rental industry, but so a little bit of a learning curve going from rental to sales, but everything is doing pretty good. So a little background on myself. I did rental sales total. I've been in the industry for 11 years. So I have experience in this industry, and I will be your new rep and really look forward to meeting all you guys down in NACO. I did send out an email on Jordy. You seen it the other day. But there'll be an email invite going out where you can register for their for our tickets and our hospitality and our dinner coming up in, what, the 14th, 15th, somewhere in there in December. Yep. But if you don't mind, if I hand out some cards, and if you have any questions, concerns, anything, big or small, just...
Well, Galen had, I hate to say it, but Galen had a, wasn't that a cat motor again on a grader that we're having a problem with?
Yes.
Yeah.
On the 140M?
Yep, they're
yeah. Right, I know he's in sales, but he still is one to talk to, so yeah.
Well, you should have been here 2 years ago. That's when Terry was buying everything. Now we got all we need.
Yeah. Also, I was talking to Chris Cook. He's a PSSR rep, which you talk to very often. You guys ordered some blades, and you've got the other shipment was sent to Donovan, just so you know. And you guys know that you'll be getting that shortly. So that was the other outstanding issue, I guess.
Thanks, Travis.
The county is your sandbox.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, thank you.
You live in Lincoln, Travis?
I live in Seward.
Thanks, sir.
Seward?
Yep, just moved there from Kearney. Originally from Holdridge, Nebraska.
Thank you.
Yeah, grew up in Holdridge, Nebraska, and then I went to UNK, and then I went to Omaha. I was there about 6 years. Went to Iowa for a year. Back to Kearney.
Well, we have housing available in Beatrice, so we'd be glad to have you moving in.
You know, we actually did look at Beatrice. What everything kind of happened so quick. You know, Adam's a friend of mine. Adam Greenquist, the previous rep. Oh. We grew up together in Holdridge. We live right down the road from each other, so. He kind of talked me into Seward, but we got a rental house right now because everything happened so quick. But, you know, we've talked.
We'd be glad to help you. Galen will help you in any way you need help.
We've got a nice golf course here. So it's,
there you go.
Your whole sales and rental team almost is new now, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been...
For our area.
For your area, yes. There's been some changes. You know, the Lincoln territory was so big that they hired, you know, she's very experienced. She was a sales coordinator for us. She really knows her equipment on the heavy side, so.
Well, at least you didn't mess around in Iowa too much. Doug, you even got out of Iowa, didn't you?
I was there for 1 year about cause of divorce, so I'm like, just move back to Nebraska.
Thank you. You bet. Thank you for coming. Committee reports. Buildings and ground, winter lights.
Okay, we do have Dave and Mr. Thornburg been working on the lights, making sure everything's working just fine. And so we're ready for the Winter Lights Festival, the 20th, Sunday the 20th of November. The 20th, not the
19th. And it is being correct in all the papers and everything now, so it's
right.
The 20th, Sunday the 20th, yes.
Right, and we do have, we had some discussion, Dave has... Really feels we ought to replace those garage doors over at the sheriff's office, but we had conversation relative to the other things that we've been putting off over there in making some changes. We have some safety issues, and we had one person fall, and we've had another person who slipped just in the last week because of the entry area. So we really need to look at how we're going to move forward over there. I don't know how we're going to be able to afford it, but we need to look forward to that. And I think we need to give Gus and Dave some instruction on trying to get some pricing and see on how we might move forward. Now, Dave was going to get some pricing as far as the garage doors are concerned, so we could go ahead and replace those if we need be, but... apparently he hasn't been able to make it here this morning. So
if he shows up later here, we'll just go back to it or whatever, and we can continue some of that other conversation in law enforcement here too yet this morning.
He's
so
right.
What?
He's assisting with loading and bringing.
You got him busy doing something like the election?
Actually, Galen has some of his guys helping too.
No.
It's okay. It's not like Dave just has knee be done.
No wonder.
Right.
Otherwise, you know Dave.
Augusta,
here.
Do you have anything to add to that at this point? And we were told by NIRMA that we should be looking at that in July.
Sure.
On making some changes.
Is that something we could just build a ramp or something instead of?
Well, they gave two options when we looked at this a couple of years ago. It was the ramps, which the professional didn't recommend because it would probably go from the front door out to the garage doors and then out where our sally port is to the jail because it's such a steep grade, or just build the front out a little bit and put a lift up that comes across and avoids the stairs. From a conversation we had Monday, I contacted three architects, and they were going to give us a cost, what it might cost just for their services. That's what we're looking at right now, just see if there's – one was down day before yesterday and had some interesting ideas because I said it needs to be something done that we can make it as reasonable as we possibly can still accommodate our needs. So I told them I'd like to add something back for committees by 2 weeks, so we can at least look at that. But
what if we don't get an architect? What if we just follow ADA plans and just put a ramp out in front, one single ramp?
No. All I can tell you is they didn't recommend ramp, because it's so long.
When you do something over there, you will need an architect stamp on it.
Yeah.
You have to have something over there. If you don't, you will be going back and getting it. So when you do something over there, if it doesn't have the architect stamp on it, don't bother doing it.
Well, and the one that was there so far and talked to me said, you're asking for a lot because this place is very difficult to try to do something to it because it's just not designed at all for this. So, I mean, they're trying to figure out something for costs for the board to look at for just their fees, I guess, right now. So that's where it's at.
And so hopefully that part of it, we'll have some of those by our next committee meeting. So
I just wonder if there's some design-build contractor or something that could do something like that. Just here in town, you know, I can think of at least one contractor that would work back and forth with somebody. And maybe put something like that together and provide a set of plans, an architect stamp, an engineer stamp, and then maybe be able to just do it. The only reason I say a ramp is you don't have anything mechanical that's moving. It's faster. You don't have another mechanical thing that's going to wear out. This jail, I mean, we just looked at two bonds just last night. This jail's probably going to be here for a while, so whatever we put in there, we want it to be something that you can live with, that's as usable as possible for everyone, and it'll last almost indefinitely. I don't know when we'll have money for something else.
Well, and then the trick to it is whether it be a ramp or a little lift or something, it's at the front entrance, we still have to be able to get down stairs from the front entrance, and that's the real trick.
Oh, you still need to be able to get downstairs
yes.
up front?
See, that's the problem they're going to have. So the one, he didn't think it would be the best idea to put garage, he thought he'd better put garage doors in and leave that. Because he said if you take that and say you want to do something internally there to get by, then he says you lost all your storage space and all your evidence area, which is a valid point. I mean, that's something to consider, I guess. Because then you open a can of worms, what are you going to do for that then? So we'll just have to see what they come back with on cost and go from there, I guess. All we can do.
Well, we'll move forward.
Thank All we you. Can do. Yep.
Thank you. And I might throw out a thought. It's kind of building grounds because we had a big role in redesigning the probation department down the sheriff and the police department. I think that's what that's called. I'm not sure. But anyway, I went down for their grand, their ribbon cutting, and didn't say to cut the ribbon, but I was there through early before one and after one and met a lot of the staff, and what they've done down there is absolutely fantastic. The redesign, everything is really great. Now, I didn't see a police chief or any staff members from the police department there when I was there, but I'm sure he came later. So
he spoke. He probably just ate dinner and was waiting for lunch, so
But anyway, I was very impressed with staff and how open they are, and I think it's going to be a fantastic improvement for this whole area, not just Gage County. So, and I want to commend you two, Chief. I think it's great that you're accommodating and you guys are working together, and I think it's great.
They help keep that place full.
Anything else for buildings and ground? Equalization. I think we're there. Finance, insurance.
Not a whole lot. There's never enough money to pay for everything, and as much as Eric would like to tax people more, we're just not going to do it. So and we're not going to put any more money into law enforcement. Sorry, Eric.
See, Gus, I try all the time to get you more money, and Matt shuts me down.
But Supervisor Juergens will go all the money over all the money that he's been spending in road and bridge. Nothing new.
Here's the big ticket items. Election systems and software, $12,673. Region 5 services, $14,723. U.S. Postal Service, postal meter, $10,000. Keating, O'Gara, Nedved, and Peter, professional legal services, $14,991. There's more. Ace, Sand and Gravel, Township, Gravel and Hauling, $29,650. Beatrice Concrete, Sand and Gravel, County Gravel, $23,635. Catherine Sons, Asphalt, $8,805. Manelli Wagner Associates, Engineering and Consulting, $49,733. RL Team and Construction, County Gravel and Hauling, $20,687. Wells Implement for a no-till grain drill for the roads department, $15,500. And Cypress Benefit Administration health insurance premiums, $26,245.
What was that postal meter? Did you say?
I thought we turned that down.
That's Don would know, but that's probably for the stamps for the postal meter.
Yeah, we have to load the machine.
Oh, that's just loading
the machine. That's just loading the machine.
Another machine for that.
No, that's just. We have to download postage.
And that lasts about how many months?
It depends on what you're running through. Sometimes not very much at all, or long at all.
I will comment on the Keating O'Gare, I think, Keating whatever, the $14,991. That's Joel Nelson and Joe Bacon are two attorneys that have been looking at the insurance for us. They did send here, that bill is for through the end of September. They did send... I know Don and I got it. I can't remember if we passed it out or not.
I think we might have mentioned it, but I'm not sure.
When originally we hired them, they gave us so many dollars an hour, $190 an hour. There, the hours they had worked until September 30th, if you took that times 190, their bill would have been a little bit over $25,000. So they did give us a reduction in fee because of the extra amount of time all that was taken into looking at all of our situation with insurance. They did reduce that down, and their fee through September, this was through September 30th then, was for $14,991. So they explained a little bit in there because of some of it was different staff and members and stuff. So
situation we're in.
And the situation we're in. And also the fact that they along with the rest of us, probably underestimated exactly how long it would take to look into this situation that we have with insurance and stuff. So they will be here later today again in closed session to have some more visiting and stuff about maybe some other things to do there. But that basically was through them being here that time and talking. So, any more questions for finance or insurance? Human resource employee relations.
Nothing.
And law enforcement emergency management.
Emergency management, do you got anything you want to add since you weren't able to be here Friday?
Oh, just that we're working hard on trying to get some that cert going again. I sent up some liability release form to Roger, so he can look at over, and it was pretty good form. I got the application done, and then also got standard operations guide as well, kind of set up already. So we're trying to get with some of the local people who are interested in having a meeting sometime hopefully this month or early December before the holiday, between those two times. So that's the hope. Still waiting on response from people who are interested on when they're ready to do that. So let's pick a date here soon, I believe. Is that all I really got there? Is that cert? That's what I've been working hard on.
Haven't encountered any problems moving forward with that? Communication seems like it must have been the issue before, huh?
A lot of it, like I said before, is some communications and personnel issues. I've seen the first interest of it. You know, everybody says, well, what it is, and you know, they want to be part of it. Now let's see when they actually become part of it. Once they start putting their names to it and committing to being a volunteer, that's what we need to see here. And that's kind of where we're at right now with, it seems like the interest kind of stopped once we starting to get some type of organization. So hopefully we can fix that with a meeting quick and get some interest and some training. One problem that we had, the guy who does the basic, training for that, which is that 2-day weekend course where it's kind of a hands-on and actually what qualifies them to be a CERT volunteer. The guy he's from Lincoln and he's an older guy that does it, but he's been in Minnesota up in the hospital and he's not doing too good. So apparently he's not to be released until maybe January. So yeah, it's not good. But it looked like he's recovering, but I doubt he becomes a trainer. So we're going to be searching for a trainer for basic training for CERT. He was the one that the Citizen Corps that was contracted through NEMA to do that training. So we're going to have to figure something out. I tried to get a hold of emergency manager at Clay County, who is also qualified to do that. Lauren Uden, he's the emergency manager there. He's still not returned my phone calls. Leave messages, but he still hasn't returned. I was hoping to get at least a basic core of people who have been through that basic training and do kind of what Hall County does, where they do their in-house training. They're not really CERT qualified, and, you know, they couldn't be, you know, they wouldn't be where they go from state to state or whatever and say, hey, I'm CERT qualified, and then be part of that incident management system. But they could be used locally as a quote-unquote CERT team. So that's kind of what they do at Hall County. They do all their in-house training there. It makes it a lot easier and less where you have to rely on, you know, someone from Lincoln that has to have 20 people to be part of that training. Otherwise, it's not cost-effective to do it. So it makes it a lot easier. We can have smaller groups. So that's my plan with it.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks, Tim.
Anything else? Road and Bridge.
Yes, we approved specs for 33.9 miles of armor coating. Open date on these bids will be December 7th. The crew activity, dirt crew shouldering Adams Philly, asphalt crew Odell South and Holmesville, bridge crew hauling dirt and seeding and doing repairs on some bridges that were damaged during harvest. NDOR sent letters to Galen about the upcoming work on Highway 12 for next year and Highway 41. And Galen commented that we are currently on Township number 7 for fall allocations. It's been a long, long time since we've been that far, and we're not ahead, but that far ahead of the game as far as gravel allocations. So
I was going to say, what are we doing fall allocations now for? Don't we normally do them in spring, summer? No,
or next fall.
The year after.
That's all I've got.
Maybe I didn't write it down in there. I think we talked a little bit, too, about they did do patching work on Adams Philly Blacktop already. We had some that got turned in, I think, the last few days of August or whatever, and that nothing had been done, and there were some emails going back and forth between Galen and Roger and their attorney, and lo and behold, the guy showed up right away. And
you did write it down. I didn't bring it up. Okay. Constructors patched 10 sites on the Adams Philly Road on November 1st.
Yeah. And stuff. So that, and then currently, the way it says today, all of their patching that we have turned in is done.
Yep.
And stuff. So and so that that part is good too. So that that by the just kind of how we had come up with the agreement and the warranty work and everything. So everything currently is met on that. So and go ahead.
Well, I was going to say with Road and Bridge too. Lancaster's just ordered their allotment of stockpile rock, or they haven't ordered it. They put it out for bid. One of the they get it from Weeping Water, one of the two quarries. One of the quarries isn't even interested in bidding it yet now this year, and that's, I can't remember, 40 or 80,000 ton. But there's going to be limited supply of rock potentially again this next year, so that's something I'd like to address again, is stockpiling rock and stockpiling gravel for use as we need it, fairly decent amounts. But I think we need to work some numbers on that and then take a look at it again.
And one more thing I got to bring up. We had talked about it a little bit. It's the pile of dirt out here northeast of town that we talked about the other day. A bunch of us have been getting phone calls. We had a harder time getting a hold of Tobias or whoever, Nancy and everybody, about that pile of dirt. I did get a call yesterday from an individual from Blue Stem who the city has not committed to, nor have they agreed to do those a wind tower out there, but that is what that is done for. I think Tobias sent us an email that there was a reason of tax stuff coming before the end of the year, that that's why that hole is dug. We had conversation about there was no permit. Tobias and the individual from Blue Stem, they both said, well, the reason I'm bringing it up is they said they both would be glad to come and visit us at any meeting if we want them at the next meeting. And that's where I'm asking everybody else if you want it down. The way I look at it is, until the city approves something, they haven't approved to go ahead with that. Until they do it, it's really not, I mean, for us, there isn't no permit process. I mean, there should have been a permit before they dug the dirt.
Exactly.
Now, that's up to you to handle again. How you're going to handle that, and I've told them that.
If the city's not on the hook for this deal because they don't have an agreement. This is a private, the way I see it, it's a private landowner.
Right.
And then again, why was the reason they dug the hole? To try and get some grant money. So the purpose was to do that project. So they circumvented what we just talked about before, of going through a permit process to try and not have to do something. Personally, I don't think they should come here. They should go before the planning and zoning. That's the process. That's where stuff starts.
Because
I don't think the city even should have. They're not even on there to look at the chief.
I did visit with the individual about if he understood our zoning. Well, he was very familiar with our zoning.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll just send a letter to Tobias and suggest that they contact the owner, because obviously there's some things that you can't start building a pole barn, put the foundation in and stuff, and then go, oh, I'm just doing this for my tax credits this year, and I'll come back next year and get a permit. You know, come on. Just get the permit.
And
I understand. Now, hopefully it was an oversight. Until I know different, I'll treat it that way.
Whether or not it goes ahead and proceeds, that's up to the city. That's not us.
That's nice of you, Counselor.
Well, but we all know, right, I'll do that and see what. I would suspect they'll get a permit process started very quickly.
We know how controversial this is. If this was a chicken house and someone was doing the same thing, you knew it would come up. We just went through 14 months of redoing wind regulations. There's no ignorance here. This is subversion. And so in that neighborhood now, those people who are calling everybody in that neighborhood are hot.
Yes.
And because they knew exactly how this was going. And it has nothing, as far as I'm concerned, the city doesn't have a dog in this hunt at this point. It's between that landowner and it's between that... Blue Stem. Because what's that? What did that piece of wood stuck in the ground say that you saw?
Wind turbine center.
Exactly. And this is what makes people upset. Just come out and say what you're doing.
And I'm not blaming the people, but boy, we got a lot of questions asked us because they thought the county was involved with it. We had no idea what was going on.
You want to see the text message I got?
And in regards to Matt's comment about the neighborhood being worked up, it is worked up. I got a call this morning, and one of the questions was, would it do any good to start a petition? And they want to know what the process was. And so I guess I'm asking Roger.
Well, yeah.
Right or wrong, I mean, they have the right to do the petition.
They do, but I mean, basically the petition is going to ask us to do our review, see what's going on, and stop it.
Yep.
That's quite frankly what's going to happen. You know, but hopefully I can, talk to Mr. Templemeyer, put the skids on this. And I agree with Matt. It's technically not the city's issue, and I don't want anybody to think it is. But it seems like, they're obviously involved, interested as an interested party. And with anybody, I don't care if it's, I use the pole barn example.
Yep.
Again, if you don't have a permit, Nancy finds out, and they're non-responsive to Nancy's questions or request to get a permit, then we usually get a call.
Right.
And then I'll send a letter out, and then we can do a cease and desist order if we need to.
And obviously, a lot of the reason they're worked up is because it was started without the permit, and it looks like they're being subversive to the process.
Yeah.
If they're starting, though, just to get the ball rolling and get paperwork done so that they can show they started it, wouldn't the thing that they needed to show they started it, when the documents show that they started it, be that permit? Here's where you
that's
use that
good observation.
Time for that hefty fine, Roger, that $150 fine for not submitting a permit ahead of time.
Well, yeah.
That'll show.
Well, hey, again, like what Matt's saying, we just went through this, had a few hearings on it, and everybody shared their ideas as far as wind turbines in Gage County. So,
well, and there's,
this doesn't help when somebody just goes ahead without the process.
There's people with a lot of experience with petitions and stuff, too, in the northern part of the county if they do need help putting something together.
So back to my question, would you like Tobias or the guy from Bluestem to come to a future meeting? I told him probably not until the city decides something because it's... And I agree with Matt. They should really go to the zoning meeting. So.
Yes. I think that should be advised of them.
Yeah.
Start there, but I don't know whether if the city's not involved with it. It's Bluestem. Let him go get chewed on by himself.
No, the city, this is part of their project, and I don't know all the details, so you have to visit with Tobias for this. This is part of their leaving NPPD and going out and doing their own. This will be part of that, however that's all... Phil, and those, I have no idea on all that stuff. This is part of that proposal. So, and the city has not, Tobias's words were, the city has not decided to do this yet even. However, that Bluestem is a company that's hired to, you guys know a lot more maybe than I do. I have no idea. To proceed with how they are leaving NPPD and what they're going to come up with so when they morph out of that, they're ready. You got to visit with the city if you want an ID on that. I don't know.
Well, it's Bluestem's project. The city isn't involved. They have nothing to do with it.
Right now, currently, it's Bluestem's project, but that won't be built out there unless the city decides to
right.
go ahead.
At this time, the city has nothing to do with it.
The term was partnering with.
It would also be Bluestem's property, too. Bluestem needs to talk
Bluestem
to
Bluestem is the one, yes.
Yeah, I think the city's out.
Again,
so.
Like you said, this is a small part of everything, and I don't want to step on someplace I don't want. But they got to follow our process, too, so that the neighbors have an opportunity to know what's going on. And you guys can explain it to your constituents. Right now, we're all going.
Right.
I don't know, it could be a new swimming pool, too.
Might be someday. If they don't get to build a tower.
Very shortly.
I don't know. we don't know. No. But they are currently now visiting with Nancy. The guy from Bluestem is visiting with Nancy. So, but that's all I know. So, okay. Anything else for Road and Bridge? We did have somebody make a comment that the roads were as good a shape as they've ever been, and I was waiting for 2 inches of rain, but we haven't had that yet. So
we got nice weather ahead of us.
Yes.
So we can make that statement.
Next up on the agenda, approve or disapprove Emergical Medical Services Interlocal Agreement with Village of Claytonia.
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Lytle, seconded by Bauman, and this is for their current year agreement that they sent back. Signed and stuff so that we can sign it. Any more discussion? Vote.
Relier?
7-0 in favor. Next up, approve or disapprove appeal on EMS funding for Claytonia Rescue Squad in the amount of $9,000.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Thiemann. And they did send a letter. One earlier stating some of their reasons, but they didn't state in there what the amount was for and why. And it was for 2 quarters that they missed filing their application for funds for last year or last fiscal year. And they did sit in this letter here. We'll pass it around so everybody can see it now, stating that that is what they are. They get $4,500 a quarter, and they did miss 2 of those last year.
Part of that was from getting paperwork back from their, not the medical advisor, but something else. And Ron Miller, I think, was slowly phasing out of that. That's been moved over to someone else now, too. So they said they're going to try to make this more timely, just for a paperwork perspective for us.
Gary?
Is there something we need to do on our end? This is, what, the second one that we've dealt with like this? I feel a little bit of a obligation to make sure that people are taken care of out there in the communities. But yet, on the other hand, too, I mean, we have to keep going back.
Maybe Don can send 4 different claims along with the client. Can you do that?
I do that.
I know. They, yeah.
And I highlighted in yellow the dates. And so I cannot control what happens on the other side.
Sorry, I know.
Guys.
I think what happens is there's, in some instances, because these are volunteer squads, you have their own little level of self-imposed bureaucracy that slows up or screws up some of their processes. And so I think because we had that down there at Wymore as well, and
yep,
things that we may not necessarily fully appreciate or understand.
No, and I have no problem with that. We need to make sure that these people out in the community have services when they need them. But some way we need to be able to make sure that the I's are dotted and the T's are crossed. I mean, obviously, we need these pieces of paper that say that they got these things done.
This might be something to throw up at the annual meeting for the townships again. Just bring it out. Let them know again. Just a reminder. Anything you guys can think of that we should throw in there, like any roads that we need to abandon ahead of time?
Well, hopefully, like Wymore and Claytonia, that they went through this year, because we've had it other years, too, and then I guess we haven't maybe been as specific about it that they need to do it. Hopefully those two will at least remember. Now, I don't know about everybody else, but hopefully they do. That's part, yeah, I know. It's Don highlights it. They get it. They even get a form along with it, 4 forms, so that they can, all they have to do is sign it and file it and everything. So they do get all of it.
I know the intent is to hold the money over their head to make sure we get the paperwork, but I mean, it doesn't seem to work.
It is public funds. We are in charge of dispensing the public funds and making and holding them accountable. Now, we very much appreciate all the work they do. I can just tell you that very much. And that's not why we're here. But there also is part of the process which this board is required to do and be accountable for that we have to be.
And I don't know. I guess I would caution probably picking your battles, because realistically, what we got coming down the pike, a lot of these little interlocal agreements are tied to state statute are probably going to go away.
Well, and to be clear here, I'm not pointing the finger at the clerk's office or anything, because I think we're doing what we can. I'm just saying, is there something more that we can do or need to do to help? That's all I'm saying.
You could hand deliver them, Gary.
We could. Really, and maybe that's something Tim should do as the emergency manager.
Who's on law enforcement emergency management chairman? That's what he was referring to.
Yeah, and I just passed the buck.
I know
the emergency manager. I don't know if you noticed that.
I didn't get my word in first.
I will tell you too. I did not budget, so we'll be taking this out of probably miscellaneous because that's not in the
You budgeted for the current amount for this current fiscal year, but we did not budget for it now. And where this is a total of,
from last year.
This is a total of $19,000 from last year's budget that was not spent last year and stuff. So it will be taken out of somewhere.
But that is a good point, Matt. Yeah. In my discussion, I mean, I run into a lot of these people different times. In my discussions with them, I don't think of bringing this up. Maybe that's something that when I do run into them, I'll start bringing it up now. And Tim, when you're out,
I agree.
Yeah, maybe that's something that we can make sure that we just try and help them out by bringing it up.
Because Tim sees them too quite often, and make sure that, and we, even Carla can help us out because we do our, you know, some of these squads are attending some of the communication meetings, which we didn't have before and stuff. So we're having those mostly monthly when it works and stuff. So we may have to remember to bring it up in some of those too. So that would help them.
That just doesn't sound
yeah. Yeah, put it on the agenda. That'd be much to anything because then they see it, you know, and stuff. So
we just delegated this to everybody else.
Thank you. Thank you.
Getting the sign though.
Guess we vote.
No, we haven't.
Any more discussion? Vote 7-0 in favor. Next up, approve or disapprove giving notice to Schaefer's Communication on communication service, and I think we need some explanation on this. I guess it's Bruce and Carla are here, and so is
need a motion.
Doug Ostergaard here, so
you need a motion.
Yes,
motion to approve giving notice to Schaefer Communications on communication service.
Second,
motion by Bauman, second by Tiemann. Now,
yes.
Well, I just feel pretty good about the fact that
second by Lytle.
Oh, Lytle, it wasn't Tiemann. Sorry, second by Lytle.
I was quicker than him.
That's I heard Tiemann. Yeah,
Tiemann wants to keep paying everybody money. Thanks, Gary.
Well, in this particular case, we're going to pay less. So we're going to spend less money.
Could you identify yourself for the record, please?
I'm Carla's assistant, Bruce Lang, Chief of Police in City of Beatrice.
Let the record reflect that very clearly.
We did some checking. Doug's can talk a little bit more at length. The tower in question used to be called the Charter Tower. Now is owned by First Wireless. At one point we were going to move our repeaters off of that tower because we could have a tower of our own. We could put it on. That would have affected coverage in some of the other areas. So we held off on doing that. Matt and us had some discussions some time ago that we didn't want to affect the coverage in Wymore and some of the other things. So we held off on all of that. You've been paying for use of some things called multi-couplers, multiplexer things. And Doug can explain a little bit more what those are, but basically it makes it all work together. First Wireless has bought that tower, and they are proposing some things that will make it more efficient for everybody and will cost you all less. It's going to make us staying on that tower more cost-effective than it would have been to move our repeater to our own tower. So we'll be paying, for example, for the two repeaters that are on there for the PD main, which is the main patrol channel outside the statewide radio channel. We'll be paying those fees. We'll keep another repeater on there for records checks and those kind of things that we do on that. And then also for the voting receivers that will allow us to connect in with Wymore. And work even better with them.
And the sheriff's office also uses that.
Yeah, that's a backup sheriff's office channel as well. We'll speak a little bit about this before I get too far where I throw something at me if I screw this up.
All the equipment, everything has been switched over to new at this.
Right.
And we are currently functioning on all those things right now, on all this new. And we absolutely love it, and it's clear as a bell, and it's
much better.
Made a very big difference. They replaced coax cable there. Now, Myron, did you get there's a new proposal for county roads? Okay, so that.
But I don't know if I forwarded that on to like Don to forward to everybody or not.
Well, basically.
Well, the initial, I think the initial bid was, or the initial proposal was for $400 a month rent. For the county roads.
For the county roads.
Right. And now that has dropped to $300, and Doug can explain why. But as far as we're concerned, our stuff is up and running. Wymore sounded great yesterday. We did some radio testing. So everything that they have changed, removed, updated for us and for Wymore is great.
And to get to the matter at hand, which is what we're supposed to be talking about here, is yes, send them notice. You don't need it.
We don't need Schaefer's. That's what
correct.
You're saying. Because now,
which I think was the issue that was presented
now,
here.
And Doug may have to answer that. Before, whenever we had problems out there and something needed to be worked on, couldn't do it until the Schaefer guy came down.
He's out.
He's out. Just so we clarify that too. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that actually was a big issue with us, and that was one of the reasons we were moving. And so that issue is resolved. We're comfortable with the current setup, and we will not be moving.
Go real quick and make us some copies, or what works the best for you?
Yeah. The girls, if you just go just over and ask to make copies.
Yeah, and have copies for everybody. Yeah.
Yep. So. We think it's going to be. We know it's better. I'll use an example. Our school resource officer in the high school had really poor coverage. Couldn't hear very well inside that building. They put what we found out was some of the cabling and stuff was just bad. So when they replaced that equipment, now we have really good coverage in there. We're not going to have to make any changes. So it's a positive for everybody. You know, we're really, really I'll speak about the 911 center. We're really working towards what we call a sole source vendor, which that means is we want one vendor that's responsible for all these parts so that if we have a problem, we don't end up with this guy pointing at this guy saying, no, it's his it's issue, it's that issue. So we're really working towards that. Carla's going to leave here, and she's going to Crete and do some stuff with their changeovers and getting some of their stuff more aligned with that project or that idea. And so it's going forward. And long term, since I'm up here, long term, it's going to save all of us money. The state is mandating consolidations for communication centers. They're working towards that. They've hired a 911 director. The former colonel of State Patrol, Sankey, is the new state 911 director. He spoke repeatedly about the mandate for consolidating these small dispatch centers that are around and use Southeast 911 as one of the models of how you can do that. So we're excited. We know that we save people a lot of money, and we know that there's other counties that can consolidate with us and save. And I've said this before, but I'll say it again. We know there's counties real close to us that could save $1 million in the next 4 years of tax money if they would consolidate. That requires them to mix their sandbox with our sandbox, and that's usually the stumbling point to all of this. But we'll continue to push forward throw the idea out there that not that you join our dispatch center, but that we join together as a consolidated dispatch center.
They're not going to ask you to go on the statewide system, are they?
Well, you know, it's a different and it's a different kettle of fish. The statewide radio system is different than the consolidated dispatch, and that's one of the things that the state is just learning. One of the things that happened with the state was they worked primarily, for example, with NPPD, and they worked with the State Patrol. Neither of those folks are 911 centers. Neither of those folks take the public probably doesn't understand that, but the State Patrol doesn't take 911 calls. If you dial 911, you never go to the State Patrol. You always go to a local PSAP. Well, they would think of nothing of say, okay, we're going to take it down for maintenance for 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Well, you can't take a 911 center down for 20 minutes. And so we had to educate them through heated meetings that you can't do that. And so they're learning as we go along. And so there's a core group that meets and is working through the logistics of all of that. My guess is in 10 years, you'll probably have 15 at the very most PSAPs, dispatch centers in the state. It just doesn't make economic sense to do it any other way. But again, the only thing literally holding it up is politics. That's
boards,
the only thing.
Boards like this that won't vote for what you're saying.
Well, or people that that, you know, you still have those folks saying, well, I want Sally to answer the phone when I call 911. Well, those days are over because Sally doesn't work there anymore. They hire someone from out of town that comes and works there. They don't know the county any better than anybody else does, and computers does all that work for you now. So I could go on and on and on and talk
but
about this.
But it has nothing to do with the SRS, and that's
no.
just one pipe of communication.
Yep.
We actually, shortly, because we are, our entrance system is going to be the primary for us
all
in Crete
right.
now. Yeah. So that's the new system that hopefully we're...
Yeah, and
it, a couple hours.
Yeah, and actually, you know, that's something the county's worked with. We have one of the microwave towers in on the Pickerel Water Tower, if you remember those discussions. Well, that's this microwave that's going to allow us to have these communications networks, and this is all part of the master plan.
Carla, that clock hasn't been changed yet, so it's an hour off.
That's an hour
so
off.
If you're looking at it,
okay.
It's 9.
I'm
going to
get to Crete.
Yeah, it's 9:40, 10:40.
I was going to mention that a long time ago, Myron, but I thought
well,
maybe
she kept looking, and I just didn't want her to think that that was 10:40.
Doug, do you want to add anything to this? Did I misspeak about much?
That's exactly right, the sheriff.
Give a good overview of everything.
Give us your name quick.
I'm sorry, Doug Ostergaard, First Wireless.
Thank you.
I think Chief Lyon's given a good overview of everything. There's details I could go into, but I don't want to bore you with them. You know, but as far as, I guess one thing I'll say, we talked about accessibility to the tower. Yeah, it used to be they had to line up accessibility with Charter, and now we have our own structure, our own building on the property. We are now in that, and so we have access to it 24/7.
24/7.
So... that helps in that regard.
We have a key to the city, but we choose not to use it for that.
That was going to be a question I was going to ask, actually. If in the future there's an IT person that is on board and is capable of taking care of small issues out there, is it going to be allowable to let them into the building without your representative showing up?
Let me speak to that, Doug. Short answer is no. IT and radios are usually completely exclusive. An IT person that we've been talking about here with the county and with the as it related to the Southeast 911, their relationship with radios, it's not the same. It's apples and oranges. And so the short answer is we wouldn't ask our IT people to become radio techs per se, and we don't ask our radio techs to become computer IT guys. So generally the answer to that would be we would not ask that of them.
And the simple answer, really, quite honestly, is we contract with you to do a service. So whatever
100%.
You do is your problem anyway.
100%.
Yeah.
And I will say, just for example, Schaefer Communications will be in our building as well. They're still on the tower. They will be in our building. They have a key. So it is possible that another vendor could still come into the structure and work on your equipment if you chose to have somebody other than us. That was not a good situation where you were tied to, you know, just one vendor. That's just not fair. So I don't see that in the future. Well, hopefully, it won't come to that. Hopefully, we'll continue to service you, and you'll be happy with our service. But again, at this point, we are the tower owner, and we rent that space to people that then can contract who they want. So the FBI is there, and they fix their own stuff. So I guess that doesn't really apply. But
explain this a little bit, then.
Yeah. Okay. I tried to break it down just real simply, well, I kind of had to take a broader view and tone it down even myself. Carly mentioned earlier the price for roads was a little higher, but I started looking at it and it's like, okay, once we figured out what we wanted to charge for PD, I had to kind of make it all fit together. You know, I had to make it make sense. It didn't make sense to charge PD, you know, $150, and then roads, honestly, it was $400 because it was just, you know, and I think the $400 price tag was kind of a little bit of a knee jerk. Okay, Carla needs a quote. What kind of price do I need? So give it a little more thought and like I say, to bring it all together to make sense. Now, the first three line items are what PD is currently using. So line item one is, as Chief Lang said, is the main repeater, the PD main. That's what the voting system ties into for Wymore, and the county sheriff uses as a potential backup. The second one is then just admin repeater. So then line three is then for the voting system, you've got all these transmitters, additional, so to speak, that talk back to the tower. You have a port. You have actually seven ports on our multi-coupler. And Chief Lang said, you asked me to explain what that is. It's really just a distribution panel. You tie in one antenna up on the tower, and then you can tie multiple devices in down below. So you're actually utilizing like nine ports in that multi-coupler. And anyway, so we just came up with a $90 fee to use those additional ports.
But if I look at that then, the PD is going to be paying, that's $390 a month?
Correct.
And the county
for
the roads.
That was my question. Is this monthly? Is this yearly? What is this? There's no date on this contract.
And the county roads department, instead of the $400, they'll be paying $300 going forward.
Yes.
What happened to the yearly fee that we were paying?
Oh, right. Yeah, there is a quick note here on the bottom, because yes, you're right. You had an antenna of your own that you were paying us site rent on. Yeah, it was weird. Just to try to, because you were paying Schaefer some, and then us some, and then, so we combined it all. Your antenna was bad. We replaced it. Kind of, Carl and I had talked with the idea that we would take over ownership of that. And then just lease you space on it. If that's not agreeable, we can bill you for the antenna and coax.
See that on here.
And so that goes away. This is in lieu of that. We basically just replace that contract with this.
The city and the county, everybody involved is paying now to be First Wireless instead of Schaefer's.
Correct.
So the county no longer. Hopefully those claims won't come through, but the county no longer will be paying Schaefer's after 90 days, maybe, or I don't know when or how, or if we can argue or what.
We need an agreement. We need a contract.
We can give them.
So we don't even need to. Don says we don't.
It's the charter.
Nobody can find
a good
agreement.
Specified 90 days.
Schaefer's, we've never found an agreement. So that just goes away.
That doesn't surprise me.
So the bill here for $300 to the county will. Will the city submit a warrant to the clerk's office? Because we don't have an agreement on this.
Or will this come from First Wireless?
Let me deal with that.
How do you want to do that?
Okay. The county roads, since it's separate from, it has nothing to do with law enforcement and has nothing to do with our 911 contracts, I would say First Wireless will bill the county for whatever you do with your county roads radio equipment. That's separate. Okay. And apart from that, and I think you want to keep it that way.
Yes.
Because in the future, if you did made some kind of a change, we don't want to tie that in with the 911 emergency stuff.
So we need a separate agreement. This is just
right. This is just listing out the price.
So a forthcoming agreement will be okay.
Yeah, we can tie it. We can put together.
A monthly.
You said you could bill quarterly or
quarterly, annually, whichever you prefer. Monthly, but I figure at least quarterly.
Well, just looking at. At prices, I was just wondering, we have these repeaters. Does the city own their PD repeaters, or do those rent those from you?
They own that equipment.
That's why there's the difference in price.
Good question. Yes, they own their repeaters, whereas County Roads, from what I've understood of everything, does not own the repeater or FCC license.
And after this, we don't own anything. You take care of it. We pay a bill. You take care of it when it breaks.
No. Good point. On the repeaters, we did not take into account the repeater. It still muddies the water a little bit. The repeater equipment that the PD would own, I guess, didn't put a lot of thought into that. Just figured that they would continue ownership of that.
I'm sorry, not the PD, the county.
Yeah, on the county, on the roads, yes. We would own the equipment. We would take care of repairs.
Paying for a service.
Yep. Yep.
$10 a day.
Doug, and going forward, at this point currently, no more Schaefer equipment that we have out there that's attached to us as a county, correct?
Right now, County Roads is still in place where they have always been. And it will take us a little bit of time to make that conversion.
But it will be going away.
And this is what you
if you decide to, yes. Yeah. I would say, I guess I'm not sure if you've paid quarterly. Are you paid up through the end of the year?
It's quarterly. I have to look to see when we paid. I can try to check and see when we paid the last. Do you remember when you submitted the last bill? Okay. I can check and see when they're paid, Schaefer.
If, for example, it's paid through the end of the year, I'd give notice for the end of the year, and that gives us, you know, if we get everything switched over by the end of November, I guess you used our service for free for a month. So, but yeah, we'll need to reprogram some equipment.
Okay.
All right.
If we can get it set up to be a semi-annual bill or something.
Semi-annual, quarterly, semi-annual, or annual, whatever.
Instead of monthly.
There's no need both of us doing that all the time and stuff. So semi-annually, if that would work.
That's fine with me.
Gary had a good idea there. Semi-annually, and will you will be billing, though. I mean, you will be sending a claim, I guess, because otherwise they just don't.
Yep, we will send a bill every 6 months.
And as you can see by what we've done earlier with the rescue squad, so if you forget, and you might not be so lucky.
You'll have a contract with him that'll dictate that a little bit.
We have contracts with all of our maintenance providers, and I've told everyone that's become a big ticket item in public safety. And this is just
We need to have an agreement that we can look at. I mean, I look at this and.
This is just a cost
proposal. Pricing is valid for 30 days.
This is a cost
proposal. And after 30 days, a new price, and another 30 days, a new price. That gives you that authority with what's in on here.
Oh. This is not an agreement. This is simply a proposal.
I know that, and I know we're good, but I just wanted to point that out. I don't like contracts like that pricing is valid for 30 days.
The intent of that is merely that my proposal is valid for 30 days for your acceptance. If you accept it within that 30 days, that would be the price we'll put on the contract. So that's the intent of that work.
Okay.
Chief, you said your resource officer has way better coverage inside buildings now. Does that affect our sheriff's department at all? Are they going to be running?
They're on statewide radio. It's different system.
So your stuff works and ours doesn't.
Ours is UHF in a smaller geographic area.
Yeah,
much smaller. But you said Wymore, the test results at least were really good with them. So that's important too.
Right.
So,
but Doug found when they were sweeping cables, there was a lot of stuff that didn't function very well at all there. He was surprised that we had as good a coverage as we did. So it was really exciting yesterday to have a conversation with the school resource officer in the building, and just like we were talking.
I think we found that out with the Pickerel Tower too there, that there was issues out there that until something really came to head, we kind of always had a lot of ideas. Right. But
yeah, keeping our head in the sand doesn't work very well when it comes to the
place. How long do I continue paying the tower?
You don't. You end it now.
Stop right now?
Yes. We haven't voted yet.
Once we vote.
Well, okay, but we don't have an official agreement. So is this enough now that we can quit paying that monthly tower rent?
The only thing I would say to that is if you haven't paid for this month and you sent him a letter, he could then come out, shut off your repeater tomorrow, and we haven't programmed your...
I'm not talking about him. I pay First Wireless $229. We also pay Schaefer for his stuff. So we're talking about two different things. So
That's where it's all these moving parts to keep straight. For the PD, and I think you pay a fee to use his antenna for transmit, that you could stop today. Yeah, that is switched over to our equipment today. The repeater... Or the receive antenna that is in the county's name, but I think PD's paying for roughly $240 a month, is probably paid through the end of the year. And this would be in lieu of that, so we would balance that out. We would make that.
Can I make a suggestion here? Is I would continue to pay what you're paying, and then we'll get a contract back to them quickly.
Like by our next meeting?
By your next meeting. And then you'll have a contracts in place with the idea of what's switched on and what's switched off. Because today, right now, the system's working. Public safety, we can't take a chance on someone becoming irritated and switching something off and we being left out hanging.
They can't do that to you.
Having said that, our next meeting's the 23rd. That's when we'd approve the contracts then. Can you have it by then? Is that possible?
I think we can have something drawn up by then.
Okay.
Yeah.
All our motion to do is just to provide notice.
All we're doing is giving notice to Schaefer's.
But you won't give notice till after the contracts are signed. I would say, let's not get in a hurry to give notice until PD's fine. They can't be shut off, but roads could be if you weren't paid up. And I would say give notice after we get the switch done.
But we can get notice because if they submit a claim and we decide to pay it, we can still pay it. But that way we're providing notice. We're
just here. Okay. Okay. So, yeah.
Because what's the...
What did you say?
A tower contract.
I mean, this is a tower agreement that I pay once a month for $229 per wireless that apparently is PD using. We pay Schaefer's quarterly right now, so I'm not concerned about that one. We're talking about two different things.
Right.
But the $229 a month to First Wireless, you don't have to be paying that anymore because PD is going to be picking that up.
And the Schaefer bill is what we're talking about now that can cease, give notice.
Okay. Well, the question I was asking was for the tower, the $229. Do I have to continue paying that? And you're saying no. Yeah. Okay.
Right. Because you've paid for fourth quarter. I think everything just January
monthly.
1.
No. I pay the tower.
You pay it.
$229.
You pay it
I pay to you guys first wireless.
You took that over from Schaefer's.
Right.
No.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I came over from Charter.
Charter.
I'm sorry. I didn't realize that was monthly. Yeah. I was thinking that was quarterly.
They send me a bill monthly.
Okay.
And so I pay that every month. Schaefer's is correlate. That's completely different.
Okay. Yeah,
is just Schaefer's. That's all this is.
Right, but they're talking that the PD's using it and the tower is theirs. We don't. I know that's two different things. Okay.
But if we don't pay them and they shut it off, then just call us before you shut it off.
I don't think Schaefer would just shut you off. You know, with public safety, you'd just have such a big black eye.
We're just providing them notice.
So if you look at the top three line items, starting December 1st, we can change billing to the 390 in place of the 240, 230, whatever it is. And then the other, I would say roads, I would shoot for a target date of, give notice that you were going to be off end of December, and we'll be on sometime before that.
I'm having her check to see how that...
Do we want to amend the motion to say the end of the year?
We need to amend the motion then. If we're going to put a date in it, we need to amend the motion.
Who owns the tower now?
We own the tower.
Schaefer's.
But what I'm talking for the roads, Schaefer still owns the repeater and the transmit antenna that is on.
I thought we were all on your equipment.
That's PD. All of PD is switched on.
I don't care about PD. Let's just go down the road.
Right,
Chief,
right now today.
About the PD. But with regard to communication,
right now today, Rhodes is still functioning as always through Schaefer. Schaefer is paying rent on our tower to have their equipment there. You are renting use of his equipment.
So today, having said that, the notice we give to Schaefer's, we really need a date in there like December 31st.
I thought the agreement says 90 days.
We don't have no agreements.
The First Wireless agreement that.
Yeah.
But didn't we get notification from Charter when they sold that to Schaefer
didn't sell it to Schaefer. Charter Tower went to First Wireless. The agreement between Charter and us was 90-day notice. They went to First Wireless. Now they're telling me I don't need to pay that. Schaefer's, we can't find an agreement. That was apparently a verbal something that transpired years ago between the road merge manager, whoever set that up years ago. I don't have an agreement with Schaefer in my files. So it does not specify, we don't have a time frame that we have to give notice to for Schaefer's.
It's not connected to the tower, it's the equipment.
No, that's quarterly.
So if I amend the motion to say provide Schaefer Communications notification of our intent to no longer be in agreement, say 90 days?
December 31st.
60 days?
December 31st.
But if I'm understanding this correctly, you're saying that you could have an agreement for us to take over the roads in 2 weeks. If you're ready to take us over, why do we have to wait for 90 days to give Schaefer notice? Why do we care then?
End of the year.
Pardon?
End of the year is what they're suggesting.
Well, but
that gives us some leeway.
Okay. Yeah,
in case he doesn't come here. Yeah,
because not everything in communications goes the way you think it.
Well, magic. Exactly. and it is my assumption that with roads, you may have paid that through the end of the year.
And that's what they're checking on. So I'm not sure when they submitted their quarterly bill.
I guess First Wireless will work with you however we need to. We will start. I mean, you tell us now. We'll get the ball rolling to get it switched.
What we need to do is find out how we paid, where we're paid up to. We may be paid up to.
Here's where the confusion is. If this is the tower, this is Schaefer's antenna that's on there right now, and you guys are paying for that and for your roads department. Under the new proposal, this comes off, and First Wireless's antenna goes there and becomes your roads department. And that's the fee that they're giving you here. And again, up here farther is law enforcement stuff and nothing to do with this whole discussion.
So do...
Is that an oversimplification?
So who came up with this gentleman's agreement years ago to put the county on a hook for a price? We have no idea to go back and check.
And actually, if I remember correctly, that gentleman, Paul, whatever his name was, from Schaefer, didn't know if he had an agreement. And to my knowledge, he was going to check at that meeting, and
How did we come up with that? How did they settle on the dollar amount back in the day?
I don't know. Galen, do you know?
All I know is back then, the emergency manager had all the radio stuff down the county. That I'm aware of.
This quarterly telling?
That's
Schaefer's actually
telling. A long time ago.
There's your answer.
I'm sorry, what?
Emergency manager.
Was the roads?
I just felt that coming along.
I would say that's a pretty good possibility.
Well, here's how this
went.
The multiplexer, which is the device that allows multiple things to work, did law enforcement, it did fire, it did... county road stuff, right?
Nope. I told you it did, and then I'm thinking it didn't.
Okay.
It didn't.
Well,
it didn't.
I thought I understood.
It was on
it
a separate. It was on.
Hey, we're going to double check this to see if she's going to pull the claim out.
Tim, did you have some comment on this?
His private stuff and public stuff.
So, and I'm assuming we're paying it forward.
You spent a lot of time.
This law,
it's an easy
voting system.
Yeah.
What about it? I'm sorry.
It didn't have nothing to do with the fire
right.
Services.
No. Yeah.
Thank you.
This just continues to reinforce my belief that this is just all magic. It just happens.
A lot of things used to be that way.
She's going to double check. We paid just in September. And
I'm comfortable with this. We'll get out of that, December, go with you. So one vendor, you guys run it. We got a cheaper deal. We're $300. Get out of that.
And that's why it's taken us 6 months, a year, 2 years longer, or however long to figure this all out. This was a whole bunch of stuff we just...
And I guess it's been a few years. I think the first couple of years I was on the board, we went through and pulled all of our contracts. We went through and reviewed all of those. This might be another exercise in going and when these bills come across, go back and say, let's go back and look at these. Because we found some contracts that were a decade or two old that some of the verbiage wasn't even need to be cleaned up. So this probably just uncovers that again.
Okay, so the amazing thing to me, Matt, is that I've been out to the radio station to talk to Doug before, and I don't know where the big room is that they got all these people that are figuring all this stuff out and how they can transmit a radio signal out there. I mean, I don't see near enough people in that station to do that.
Okay, the Schaefer bill we paid that in September. We were billed prepaid, so we have paid through October, November, December 2016. So that's our ending date. I mean, we're paid through mid-December then currently.
So we need to amend this to the end of December, December 31st, 2016.
So moved.
Second. I think I was one second. Or was that Teeman?
So we amended it to give them notice through December 31st, 2016.
Okay.
That work for everybody?
I hope so.
Any more questions?
The only other thing I would say is that it seems like sometimes with some of our radio equipment, it seems like when there's attention given, we find all these things that are not working anymore. Going forward, Doug, is there some way that we are going to be making sure that we don't have equipment that's not being taken care of?
Right.
right. We could send a technician and do a maintenance check on all the different equipment at all the different sites. It's not a bad practice. It would have really been advisable when it was your primary radio system. I think at this point in time, we've got these voting repeaters that are sitting out there that I don't think are probably in the best of condition. Honestly, I'm not even sure which ones are all on yet. I know, like, Cortland, Claytonia came off because those water towers came down. Barniston, I think we found out, is off.
Some of those issues, though, at the communication meetings they're having, that's where they're discussing those. So those are getting talked about. That, too, is going to take a little bit of a time to get that process all worked through.
And Carla is, with some help from other communication people, are going around right now checking batteries, checking connections, and making sure things are actually plugged in. They're supposed to be plugged in, and the battery. So your point's well taken, and that's in the process.
And they've talked about Doug or their company coming up with maintenance agreements for that, too. So that, in the future here, might be a proposal or something. So.
Yeah, I mean, but short answer is, yeah, we could go do maintenance checks on all of this. There'd be fees involved in that, and it does typically end up that when stuff doesn't work, you then go look at it and figure out why it doesn't work. And it usually is a slow degrade. Very rarely is it just all of a sudden stuff just stops.
Any more questions, discussions? Vote. 7-0 in favor of giving Schaefer notice.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Bruce, for coming and stuff. So,
all right. At least they didn't ask us for a new flux capacitor.
Or a DeLorean.
If I might add one thing, I've been to several county commission meetings in different counties, and today's probably one of the more fun ones I've been at.
You want to stay around? That's why we're, Well, the election made it fun last night. We talked about that for half an hour before you came, so.
Yeah.
We do have next on the agenda, unless somebody else has something else, we have a closed session for litigation update. We will be having our insurance attorneys here. We will be having some other attorneys here also. There is a very good possibility that there will be some decisions made afterwards. But, again, you can talk to Don if you don't want to stay here however long, because there'll be enough of us here. I told them not to be here until 10:30, so. We're not going to start closed session. We're going to take a break till someone get here or something. But
well, it's already 11:05. How come they aren't here?
Yeah. So we will be taking a short break now until 10:30.
If you are,
and what time we'll go into a closed session? But we'll be having our insurance attorneys here, some other attorneys here also, and Pat O'Brien will be here for sure. So
short break.
10:07. We'll be recessing.
Good.
Last trip.
We're on.
Back in session at 10:30. Entertain a motion to go into a closed session for litigation update concerning the Beatrice 6 case, and this is necessary for the protection of public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of an individual.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Bowman, seconded by Team and Vote. 7-0 at 10:31 on the clock. Okay.
Wait.
We on? Okay, we're coming out of closed session at 11:36. I entertain a motion to come out of closed session at 11:36 on the clock.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Tiemann, seconded by Lytle. Vote 7-0. Okay. Matt.
I'd make a motion to preliminarily approve the retaining of legal counsel, said Keating, O'Gara, Nedved, and Peter, for Gage County, and to spend the next 2 weeks reviewing the agreement to take action at our next regular board meeting.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Tiemann. Questions? Vote. 7-0 in favor.
And next, make a motion to retain the legal services of Woods Aiken and have the county attorney and Chairman Dorn sign the agreement effective today.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Tiemann. Questions? Vote. 7-0 in favor.
Next, I'd make a motion to approve legal services of Wolf, Snowden, Herd, Lures, and All, and approve and to have the county attorney and Chairman Dorn sign the agreement effective today.
Second.
Motion by Bauman, seconded by Thiemann. Questions? Vote 7-0 in favor. We're going to take a short recess here, and then we will be going back into closed session again to visit with some of the other attorneys yet. So, 11:37 on the clock. We're going to take a 5-minute break.
No, that's fine.
And we'll make some.
Okay. Ron.
Entertain a motion to go back into closed session, 11:44, necessary for the protection of the public interest or for the protection of needless injury to the reputation of individual. And this is still with RB after 6. We just needed to come out to make a couple of decisions and then take a short break. So entertain a motion.
So move.
Second.
Motion by Byers, second by Hill. Vote. 7-0 in favor at 11:45 on the clock. So.
Willie,
you ready?
We're on for that.
And that includes your driveway.
We're on. I'll entertain a motion at 12:58 on the clock to come out of closed session.
Holy cow. So moved.
Second.
Motion by Hill, seconded by Byers. A vote.
Let's keep her going another 4 hours.
6 in favor. Bauman decided not to. No. 7 in favor of coming out of closed session. I'll just make this comment for Scott. There was a lot of other discussion on stuff, and at this time, there's no other decisions forthcoming. Hopefully in a couple weeks, maybe we'll have more information then. Right now, no. There was two other decisions that we had made, three other we had made earlier. So anything else for the good of the order? If not, we're adjourned at 12:58 on the clock.